enjoying their life part. Thinking that the life part is sure to win the war. So you may, if you join this recruitment list, then you will have great prospect in your future life. You students, consider and come. The first great war time, Wilson was the president. And the second was Roosevelt. Then the second great war, who was the president? Roosevelt. And then the president general was in the second great war, the Eisenhower was the commander-in-chief of the whole Allied Party. And the first great war, General Polk, a Frenchman, he was the commander-in-chief of the whole of the Allied Party. And the Kaiser, General Mackensen, Goering, and then Goering with Hitler.
Goering.
Kaiser, his American son, and with Hitler, Goering, Goebbels, and General. In the first place was Hindenburg. He was the general appointed on the eastern side. And he captured 20,000 plus of Russian soldiers in the massacre in Denmark. And there was a revolt in Russia at that time. In Denmark, the region on the eastern side, fighting with Russia. Tsar at that time. This part came from very small occasion. Serbia and Austria. Austria-Hungary is big area. Serbia is small. But Austrian prince went to visit Serbia. He married there. And anyhow, Austrian prince was honored in his parliament house. And that was the spark for the conversation of that first great war. Austria declared war against Serbia. And Serbia is the Slav country, Slav nationality. So Russia came to side Serbia. As Russia came, Germany advanced, sided Austria-Hungary. Austria-Hungary combined at that time. A big area, Austria-Hungary. When German came, Kaiser came to help Austria, then France joined Russia. That is Serbia. British kept aloof for the time. But Kaiser set a German mission there. Gifted nation. German.
Am I right?
Huh?
Shaolin Dabu is German by birth.
Some mystic connection there is between Germany and myself.
Yes.
I do not know why. When I was a student in the school, when I read about German, some sort of mystic connection. Later I knew that they are great appreciator of the Hindu civilization. Hindu culture, Vedic culture. They are Hans, they are called Hans, furious trunk and fiery Hans. I read in a poem, English poem, furious trunk and the fiery Hans. They are known as Hans. Hans means Hongsho. In the beginning, there was two sections in the civilized nation, two rivers, Hongsho and the Paramahongsho. In Bhagavatam, we find in the beginning of the first Satya Yuga, there was only two division in caste, Paramahongsho and the Hongsho. Hence, Hongsho has been known as Hans. Rajput, they are also told they come out of Hans origin. And Swami Maharaj has told that when Parashuram, he began to exterminate the Khatriyas from India, many Khatriyas, they migrated towards Germany and settled there. They are of Indian origin, direct. Hans. Hans, fiery Hans. So they are appreciators of Indian culture. I love the Hitler also, liked him very much. Because he's for his social reformation. He asked all the ladies, go to the family, from the office and the other position. Go to the family, give me good children, I shall reward you. He sent all the ladies back to the family. I want good children. And also he ordered to sterilize the diseased and the ordinary undesirable persons for marriage. No. I don't want the Germany will be filled up with diseased persons. I want the Germany will be filled with brilliant and able young men. These were very appealing to me. At Karachi, at that time I was preaching in Karachi, I had a discussion with some British officer. I told him that I appreciate this, these dealings of Hitler very much. He is sending the ladies to the family, and he wants to sterilize the undesirable persons there, not allowed to produce any bad defective children in the country. I want that the whole country will be filled up with a strong and brilliant young man. Marriage is not for a sense pleasure. Marriage is meant to produce children. The children, that should be the aim of marriage. The aim of marriage will be to get good children. Bhagavatam. Pariyavai Grihamedhinam in Raghuvamsa. And the Pariyaya no Rottai in Bhagavatam. The marriage meant not for sense pleasure, but to produce good children. And in Gita also, Prajanas Chasmi Kandatpa. I am Kandatpa. I am that last, that principle. But only where it is required for to produce children and not for any sense pleasure. In Bhagavatam Sandra, kamushya nindriya priti, labhu jivita jyadata. Sense pleasure is not the object of life anywhere. So, Hitler did it. I want good children in Germany. And not for sense pleasure, he has got money. He will marry a diseased children, he will produce. I can't tolerate that. But that was his idea. German thoroughness, that is a expression, an expression, German thoroughness. What they do perfect. In British period also here, Japan gave things very cheaply, but they are not very useful. England gave supplies things, good things, but costly. Cheap and good things supplied only Germany. After first great war, Germany of course was bound to pay an innumerable quantity of loan debt to clear. It was the burden of great debt, the cost of the war was thrown on his head. What to do? He would have to clear. But anyhow, he managed, Germany, she managed that I shall pay off the debt as you have fixed, not by money, but by supplying industrial things. They had to agree, otherwise, at present, that devastated Germany, how can it, she pay by money? So, industrial things they wanted, they admitted that yes, you will give up things. But German commodities, as loan they took, the England, France they took, and when they began to sell in the market, that had the first choice. And their own industry began to die. So much so that at last they abolished. No, we don't want any loan from you. No industrial things we are going to take. Our market is finished. German. India, that Hitler classification. Clever and industrious. He told, I try to fill up all my workers' position from this section. He classified them. Clever and industrious, clever and lazy, stupid and industrious, stupid and lazy. Four classification. So clever and industrious, I want to fill up my whole acting campaign. And clever and lazy, I want to make them as leader of the department, a peculiar thing. Because they are clever, they will be able to manage the office. And lazy, they will not be spent up, so they will not spent up, the energy will be saved. They will always save their energy. Mm-hmm. At the time of need, I shall get their help. Mm-hmm. So, I'll make them the officer class. From the clever and the lazy, officer class. This is peculiar. Peculiar thing. Clever and the lazy, from that section, officers are selected. And the clever and industrious, they fill up the general workmen. And the stupid and the lazy, if I can, I shall try to find something, some job from there. But the stupid and industrious, I keep them far away. Because the industrious, they must do something, and the stupid, they do wrong. So another group would be necessary to undo their action. So stupid and industrious, I keep very far. So we also think stupid and industrious is the economy class. And the stupid and the lazy, is the Jnani, the renunciationist. Stupid and lazy. Lazy. Are clever and industrious are the Vaishnava. And the clever and the lazy is Krishna. And Vaishnava classified it this way. Eisenhower, he was a German by birth, but he had that task to fight against the Germany. He was German by birth, Eisenhower. Hare
Krishna.
And Einstein, in first he was in Germany, but afterwards he fled from there. He was Yehudi by birth. So in Yehudi murdering campaign, that is a very black spot on Hitler, heinous actions. Because in the first great war, Yehudis, they betrayed Germany. I was told at that time. So in this second great war, Hitler was very much, too much anti-Yehudi. So much so that he heinously murdered them. In cold blood. Yeah?
According to the Mahan.
Oh. At last occurred. Some filth from that side that will surely come over my body and make me dirty. So these acharyas are the direct appointment of Swami Maharaj. In the first occasion I wholesale faith and a wholesale surrender to the divine idea, personified in place, one place. And then asked, just as we can give up one suit or shoe, leaving one and take another, to change a guru like that. A horrible thing. Crush the inner, innermost sentiment of the soul. The finest sentiment in the soul would be there. And if that is to be played like this, then it's very, very, very intolerable, disastrous. Unfortunate what we got. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Then the next man is Kirtanananda. He is handshaking of different kind. It may be formal. Suppose is Reagan comes to see the Russian president for courtesy, formality's sake, and they'll shake hands.
Yes.
But the opposite.
They feel opposite.
It may be formal and it may be real. Handshaking. When Lal Bahadur Shastri, for 1 year he was the President of India, for a prime minister.
He
went to visit Russia, and he said namaste, not handshaking, namaste. And that was very much appreciated by them, by the handshaking and the curtsy as namaste, all the palms from far away, without touching the body. Some made some remarks, there may be some contagious disease also. By handshaking, that is not very good. By namaste from far away, that sort of curtsy, that is good and good.
They honored our leaders, given fitting honor to our leader from a distance. Maharaj, I also got one letter from Manjuali.
Yes, what is that?
She's in England now.
Yeah.
And
how long? How many days?
She hopes to leave London by the 16th or 17th. That's within only 3 or 4 days.
She is expected here?
No, to leave there.
Huh?
To leave London.
To leave London?
16 or 17.
16 or 17?
Yeah.
Then from there to India, direct? Or?
Yes. But the plane ticket is a little uncertain. So, but she wrote this letter from America.
Any possibility of her meeting with Yajit Maharaj?
Doesn't say
or,
that.
Or Vaishnav Charan?
No.
Rajat Samaras may try to see Vaishnav Charan at least.
She's staying with Rani Maharaj and maybe with Sharma, Mr. Sharma.
That is good. Gaur Hari.
But the men of Jayatirtha are giving some trouble to Rani Maharaj. Yeah, they want one of his. He has a big painting. A big life size photograph. Of Swami Maharaj.
Who?
Arandi Maharaj has got that. So Jayatirtha's men say that you must give us that big picture, otherwise we'll go to court. Child is dealing with
They're asking Arandi Maharaj.
Yeah.
Do you have no right? No right to keep Swami Maharaj's photo.
Yeah. Well, it's a special picture which they like very much also. It's a life, big life.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Arandi Maharaj, he is continuing to be the disciple of Swami Maharaj.
Yeah, of course.
Then, why? How they can have him go to court, but how they can ask him to view that?
Also, one letter from Sudhir Maharaj. You might have heard it.
What is that? I forgot.
That in Africa,
yes.
Dudamanyu says there's one boy there, Tulsidas, an ISKCON man. Tulsidas. He had Dudamanyu arrested for distributing Search for Sri Krishna.
Yes.
He was arrested. Yudhamanyu was arrested by the order of this Tulsidas in one shopping center in public place. In a public place in Africa.
So none will be allowed to sell any other book.
Yes.
How it can be the law? I can't understand.
Well, because the police, they do not like this selling anyway. They don't like the book selling anyway. So Tulsidas has made this cross tactic.
So they're trying to oppose this book, hook or by crook.
Yeah.
A dangerous bullet.
Dangerous bullet. Cannon.
Cannon.
He's coming. He's coming.
Dudamanyu will come here. That's all the news.
Krishna. glory. Achyutananda remarked a very good expression. Krishna dancing. When he was sent to Damodar Maharaj by me for the negotiation of the land at that place, where ISKCON is at present. For some days he had to stay there. And Damodar Maharaj giving some food, he prayed there for bhiksha or something. And what was given to him, that was finished. Yeah. And after 2 days fasting, he came here suddenly. Then someone asked that, why did you stay there for 1 day? Nothing. You would have come earlier. Why after 2 days fasting you have come here? For a Krishna dancing. He is dancing. He has no time to cast glance to any other. He is mad in his own dance. And also dancing and that flow is pushing so many things in different directions. He does not care for it. He is dancing in his own sweet way. And so many things are, by that way, so many things are thrown aside by his autocratic type of dancing. So no attention possible for him to give to us, whether I am fasting, or I am dying, or I am living, or does not matter to him. He is dancing in his own way, careless of the environment. I also read in BA class, in the preface of a book, Mudra Rakshas, the author was a Shaivite, worship devotee of Shiva. In the introduction he wrote one poem, there he told that Shiva wanted to dance. Mahadev, Rudra, who is supposed to be the destroying agent of the whole creation, Rudra. He wanted once to dance in his full, with full sentiment. But if he moves his legs a little strongly, then the heart going down. If he throws his arms and hands over, so many stars are being displaced, then what to do? The poor Mahadev wanted to dance, but he could not get the opportunity to dance in his full swing. So big vibration flows. Nirgun. That is, Nirgun is the highest type of automatic flow. And we are asked to join the dancing in that plane. That is the dancing of Krishna. The most fundamental plane having its flow, not ether, but further, most fundamental place, that is bhakti, devotion. That is for itself, reality is for itself. This kind, this flow of this quality, everything for him, without caring so many local interests and provincial interests of so many other agents. Ahituki appatihada. Sabai pungsang paro dharma, jatu bhakti rathukshadi. Ahi tukka patihata jayatma supasidati. The great declaration of Bhagavata, Subhadeva. Already there is the fundamental plane, the flow, the dancing is going on there. Everything wants to satisfy the whole, not any personal demand, not provincial interest, but the absolute interest. And everything is dancing to satisfy that most fundamental plane, that is Krishna, the autocrat. What is bhakti, devotion proper? What is the absolute duty of the jiva soul, of all of us? Absolute call of duty, absolute nature of duty. What is that? Savai pungsang paru dharma. The duty of everyone, the highest duty of everyone is this. What is that? Paru dharma, jato bhakti rathukshadi. Our adherence, our faithfulness, our submission to the unseen, to the transcendental, what cannot be reckoned by any interested sentiment of ours. Ahituki and apritihata. And that is causeless, and that is eternally flowing, no beginning, no end. And none can oppose it. Irresistible. Causeless and irresistible. That is no past, all present, no future. All present. No transformation. Always new brand. Continuous flow. Nitya, eternal. The eternal, most fundamental flow for the satisfaction of the absolute whole. That is the most undercurrent, fundamental weave. And we, leaving our all provincial and local interest, to join that. That is what is necessary, that is bhakti, shuddha bhakti. Krishna is dancing, and we are to connect us in that sort of way of dancing. Savai pungsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhuksa ji. Adukshaja means transcendental, which not to come within your sense perception, whether gross or fine, whether physical or mental, beyond that, there is a flow that is going on, that is nirguna. Gun means that separate interest, local provincial interest, group interest, extended selfish interest, no, whole self. So Hegel Sahib says in his philosophy, reality must be by itself and for itself. That will be the main sign of reality. If he exists to satisfy any other thing, then that will be higher. If he caused, created by another, then the creator will be higher. So if we say anything absolute, then the cause is within, and the future, the satisfaction, the purpose of existence also within. These two things must be given. So everything is poured into for Krishna. Krishna Priti, every point in the absolute existence, they were inquired after satisfaction of the whole. Ahani sabhyajyanam bhukta cha prabhure vacha. I am the enjoyer of everything here. And you come to harmonize with me in that way, you will be saved. He will be normal. Otherwise, he will be abnormal, and there will be hitch between you and A, B, C, so many. happening, you must find out, and you must tune yourself with that layer. That is what is nirguna. This is nirguna. And not summation of all negation, as the Buddhist or the Shankaracharya. Summation of all negation. Sum total of all negativeness, that is nirguna, that is zero. As abstract, philosophical zero, that is not nirguna. Zero is not nirguna, but it is positive and it is full-fledged flow and it is for itself and it is eternal. That is the concrete thing underlying. And that is beautiful, that is love. That is not power, neither power nor knowledge only, intellectualism. But that is love, that is beauty. That is beauty, all attractive, all accommodating. And that is the highest force, highest justice, all within that. Justice as well as power are subservient to that beauty, such absolute beautifulness. Harmony, beauty, love, affection, all similar things. That is the finding of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev recommended us only this participation. Try to go that side. Try to achieve the whole self, the whole fortune. We may get there. Highest for the fortune of all of us is there. That is his call. Approach generally through the sound. That will be easy without approaching. Then I experience all that. But your experience you try to use. It will be very simple. Very simple to try to utilize the your experience. Then all other experience also may be used for to help it. The eye experience, this is Srimuti or Chau. So many other experiences may be realized, but your experience should be given the lead of your approach towards that one. Is the subtlemost here, the ether, ear, sound, and nearer to that. Most subtle sense experience is sound. So with the sound only you can approach. But sound must be surcharged with truth, not false sound. Namakar, namapurat. No. Where did you get the proper sound, Vaikuntha Shabda? The sound which is surcharged with divinity? From the agent Sadhu Sadguru. With the help of the scriptures, you are to understand Sadguru, the real agent, bona fide, and connecting through him, you may take the course of the sound experience, mainly. The scripture, that is also sound, visualized sound scripture space. So anyhow, that is the world. That is your innermost hankering there for beauty, for affection, for love, neither for justice, for knowledge, nor for power. Power cannot quench your thirst, and the knowledge also can't quench your thirst. But without knowledge, without power, only the love can quench your thirst. Independent of knowledge and power. For me, they are seeker after power. They want to become master of potency. And the Jnanis, their ultimate goal to know things and finish the negation. All that experience to be cast off, nothing to keep, they find ultimately. Justice, says all dismiss. There's some sort of defect, dismiss it. Neti, 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 in this way. Tonno, 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 this is not, this is not, this is not. In this way, in this process, they will eliminate everything and you go to nothingness. Nothing goes. So all things of experience eliminated, only Noah alone, that is Samadhi. Subject living alone, divorcing all sorts of environmental experience. That is Samadhi, known as Samadhi. If you wake, that is deep slumber. If you wake, you will be conscious of so many things, and they are all mortal. You are contaminated. So you are not to wake, not to come in connection with the environment. If you do that, you will come in connection with the mortality, with the change undesirable. But the Vaishnava says that that soul eliminating all these mortal environment, he can, with the help of the higher agent, if he can secure a visa, then he can enter another land, happy land. Happy land. The passport won't be effective. Visa is necessary to enter there. And the visa is given only to them who will have some contribution to that particular land. And with this consideration, visa is given. So when we shall be prepared to do something good for the land, that is, serve the land, then we will be allowed there. So with the spirit of service, that is the innermost function of the soul, we can come across that spiritual land. Spiritual land. Land of dedication. Land of exploitation, land of dedication. In the middle, the abscissa, the land of renunciation condition. Mainly these things. Bhog, bhakti, mukti, bhakti. Bhakti, bhog, enjoyment. Mukti, renunciation, release. Relief from reaction. And then bhakti, dedication. By dedication we can enter, have the opportunity of entering into another land, another plane of life, which is grand. But there is also sense of duty. Sense of duty and some regulation in the beginning.